you can't change things that are, that have already happened, was my point.
Yes, yes, you know, absolutely.
Can't do anything to change that. Much like in my life, I've got past trauma with work, and at university that was really tough as well. And I've been kind of like overweight my entire life. And in fact, I was just remembering this morning what it was like when I was 11 years old at St. Peter's College. And there were 31 kids in my class, and there were two of them, including me, that didn't tease me all day, every day for being fat. That, you know, just trying to remember back then what it felt like to be all alone. And the other person who wasn't abusing me just didn't do anything. They weren't my friend or anything. I had no friends in that class. I was surrounded by enemies and cruel kids, and that was quite painful. And I think that's part of the thing that has really damaged me. And I don't know how to get over these traumas. I don't know why I keep thinking about them, because they happened and they're gone, yet the memory never goes away. It reminds me of the Will Smith film, The Legend of Bagger Vance, and Matt Damon was in it, and he was like a golf pro who'd like totally messed up, and he'd become like a full-on alcoholic. A child asking him, you know, you're a great golf pro, why are you just like drinking all the time? And he says something along the lines of, well, you can drink so much liquor, and then you forget who you are, first of all, and then you start acting like a different person because it kills some of your brain cells, and it stops you from being who you are to a degree. But there's these some bitches that are in your mind. These are the memory parts of your mind that take a hell of a lot more alcohol to kill. And he wanted to kill his memories so that he wouldn't have to remember, he wouldn't have to feel what it felt like to be a failure. And I actually really resonated with that, because I would love to be able to forget how much of a pain in the ass it was to be a kid, how frustrating it was to go through all of high school, how painful it was to be the most talented person working at a really large company and being asked to leave within 5 minutes because I wrote a 7-page essay about what was wrong with the company and ensuring that I never had any of those issues that were affecting all of the employees of the company addressed. I always cared about other people because I guess it's because nobody really cared about me. That's what it felt like to a large degree. That said, another part of my memory that I really don't want to lose is favoritism. I've been a favorite of people. I have a really profound influence. Because I'm quite genuine, people get me right away, or they hate me right away. If they're a false piece of crap themselves, they'll hate me right away. They'll try and make my life hell. But if they're genuine, like me, if they're kind, if they're loving, if they're nurturing and what have you, they protect me. They love me. They care for me. My wife's like that. My friends are like that. A lot of my colleagues and the truth movements are like that. Whenever I even express even the slightest emotional outburst on Facebook or Skype or anything like that, I have this plethora of people just coming at me going, Vinny, are you okay? Vinny, do you need help? Vinny, do you need this? Vinny, do you need that? And I was like, what a great juxtaposition. To go from being surrounded by people who are giving you abuse for no good reason to being surrounded by people who are your emotional support base just because they're genuine like me. And I think that's actually quite a profound realization that I'm only just having now. And I just
that's a good one.
I just want to let everybody know how grateful I am. Because... I get ruled by my emotions to a large degree. I mean, I may be happy and jovial and philosophical and whatnot from time to time, but at the end of the day, my pain and my rage is just underneath the surface here. It's just underneath, and it's so easy to have it come out, and people can just pull my strings like a puppet, and I'll start getting really, really angry and enraged. Like, I don't know, you may not have ever seen me angry, but I actually really scare people. I scare the hell out of them. And when I hear recordings of myself acting that way that I do, it even scares me. So I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know entirely what's wrong with the world. All I know is whatever the hell is going on right now, it's not freaking good enough. And if you stop trying to improve yourself, if you stop trying to do a bit of introspection and learn from your own mistakes, if you stop trying to care about other people, if you stop trying to have any form of self-improvement, you're already dead. It's like that learned helplessness thing. No matter how bad things get, you can still breathe. That means you're still alive. That means you're not dead yet. And until you die, there is no reason to ever give up.